Hi, I'm Kristen Johansson, editor of Paint and Coatings Industry Magazine. This is the fourth and final podcast in our series with Resonate Materials Group. I'm speaking with Dr. Gary Spillman, one of the principal scientists at Resonate, who has been working in the coatings industry for the last 20 years. Dr. Spillman, throughout this podcast series, we have discussed Resonate's focus on prioritizing the use of recycled content in high-performance polyols. What's next?
Thank you, Kristen. I appreciate this opportunity. Yes, Resonate does prioritize the use of recycled content, especially for coatings, adhesives, and sealants. We have a number of projects ongoing for specialty polyols, and we are starting to see this paradigm shift I spoke about in the first podcast, where we are incorporating the use of recycled content in the definition of green chemistry. Resonate started off with mostly recycled PET, but we are currently exploring additional waste streams using proprietary technology to find new ways to upcycle pre- and post-consumer feedstocks, recycle feedstocks, into high-value materials. We would love to collaborate with like-minded companies to advance green chemistry. We're also looking at getting into areas such as composites, plasticizers, inks, and UV cure materials. There is a huge existing infrastructure in the chemical industry. This offers a large opportunity for us to tap into existing waste streams. We can then innovate and use our technology to repurpose new materials to put into the marketplace and keep them out of the landfills in support of the circular economy. We're excited about our role in advancing green chemistry and look forward to the possibilities in the future.
Thank you, Dr. Spillman, for your time. This has been a very informative podcast series. If any listeners have questions, please visit the Resonate website at www.resonateinc.com. Thanks again, Dr. Spillman.
Thank you, Kristen.